Welcome to the Plain English Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, Jeffrey G. Marsacci, and I'm an attorney, certified Medicaid planner, and author by trade. But I've been told that my biggest strength is to boil down complicated legal issues into plain English. In this podcast, I'll cover a wide array of legal, financial, and current event issues relevant to today's busy listener. It's my goal to make the complex more simple for you so you can get on to what is important to you in your life. Please make sure to check out the links in the podcast description. And as always, please subscribe and comment. Hi, this is Jeff Marsacci, the Plain English Attorney, and today we're very happy to have on the line with us Nick Narduli. Now, Nick Narduli is the president and CEO of Family Defined Benefits, Narduli & Associates, and their Narduli Tax Advisory Group. Nick's leadership and thoroughness in the estate and tax planning process is unmatched in the industry. Serving clients in financial services for nearly 30 years, he is responsible for procuring new clients and maintaining client relationships. Nick is proud of the existing long-term client relationships he has developed through the years. This team approach for legal, tax, and financial services is uncommon in this industry. Multi-generation families are refreshed to depend on Nick Narduli and his team at Family Defined Benefits for financial, estate, and tax planning. And Nick is also one of the authors in Remarkable Retirement, Volume 3, America's Leading Retirement Advisors Speak. So thank you very much for joining us, Nick.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for the nice introduction. It's nice, Jeff. It's so nice, refreshing, talking with someone that's doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Preserving the integrity of the family, and just it's refreshing.
Yeah, it's not that common. This kind of whole looking holistically at everything, not just one generation, but multiple generations. And as you know, I'm an estate planning attorney, a Medicaid planning attorney, but I'm essentially dealing with legacies. And a lot of that also has to do with how are they investing from one generation to the next or generations combined. So really my first question for you is, what are some of the best things to have as an investment and why?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, Jeff, because, you know, everybody's got dynamics, you know, and when you deal with family and their dynamics, you want to put certainty in with what you're trying to accomplish legally and financially because, you know, if you own the number and that can't be taken away from you with certainty and guarantees, that's making the most of your money in the least amount of time because it just makes sense. But the industry is skewing people a different way, which is good for the industry. But we got to go to the right and say, this is what's right for you and your family based on your certainty and dynamics that are going on with you personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every situation's different, but a lot of the good things that they want are what you just mentioned, certainty. They want to know that this is exactly the way things are going to be. In the case of investments, it's here's what the number is. In the estate planning end, that everything's going to get divided equally among my kids. I need to know that with certainty. So,
thank you.
Now, that kind of leads into the next question, going in the other direction. So what are some of the bad things to have in investments?
Oh, Jeff, you know, I've been in the business 30 years, and I've broken it down to five core elements that we're all dealing with, okay? Whether you're 18 or you're 55 or you're 75, these five core elements that I talk to people about, are risk. I mean, I know risk, walking out the door, you get a piano dumped on your head and die. I know that's risk. I know driving's risk. But we're doing the same thing with our investments, you know? And then we're trying to figure out the doggone taxes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now we've got the risk. We got the taxes. Now we got regulation. Oh, my goodness, Jeff.
Risk, taxes, regulation.
Getting less or more. I mean, Do you think we're going to have more regulation now with what's going on in this country or less? It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you got inflation. I mean, my goodness. I mean, my bag of chips keeps getting smaller, but the price keeps going up. I mean, then the depreciation of the dollar, we just printed $7 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now my bag is getting bigger, my dollar's getting shorter, and we talk about those five core elements with everybody because you don't have to do that with everything you're doing today. And if you can get those five things out of your life, you'll win the game.
So again, let's tick those off. It's risk, taxes, regulation, inflation, and depreciation of the dollar. Those are the five things. I've talked in the past, I've called them the five supervillains of financial planning.
Yes.
It's these things that people don't want that can work against increasing what you're going to leave as a legacy. Now, again, let me make mention that you are one of the authors in Remarkable Retirement, Volume 3. And for those either watching on video or listening on the podcast, I'm going to have a link to that in the description. So if you want, you can check out that book in Nick's section in the book. So, Nick, that brings me to a third question. You know, tell us a little bit more. I know we've talked about this, but I think it would be a good thing for the audience to hear about how families used to plan together, and we kind of got away from that, but now it's starting to happen again. So how are families doing this planning again and together, intergenerationally, and addressing those same five core elements?
You know, it's funny you say that, because this week on Monday, I had a meeting with a family, and the two children were in with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they have three farms, and they got three homes that they built for their two kids and them. And we were together as a team. And it's amazing when you start communicating, because I can attest most problems in planning are from the not communicating the proper way or communicating the proper truth.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're transparent with people, okay? I mean, give you an example. This family, okay, that I'm dealing with right now and their kids, before they started out with me, they were at 2.5. They're at 5.6 now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the family's involved, and they're all involved financially. They all got skin in the game. They all got it through the proper planning through the attorney, and we got the proper tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They won the game. And guess what? That money, when those kids receive that money, guess what? It's exempt.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about them being taxed again.
Yeah.
You want to win, that's how you do it.
Yeah, if I had to pick one of those five core elements that you mentioned that people will talk about, and well, maybe not talk about is the right word, complain about, is the taxes. And that's where I'm seeing more of my clients start to go, oh, wait a minute, there's something we can do here, because we're talking about how the required minimum distributions that had to come out of retirement accounts, they pushed the age from 70 and a half to 72 as the mandatory age. But if life expectancy isn't also increasing, that just means you're having to pull more out each year, which may push you into a higher tax bracket. And then if you're just waiting and not pulling anything out until you get to that point, well, then you're in those higher tax brackets, and when the kids inherit, they now only have 10 years to pull it out. They're going to have more taxes. What are the parents' tax brackets versus what are the kids' tax brackets? And hey,
absolutely,
maybe it would make sense if you pulled more out and put it into something that's not going to have taxes or not have as high a taxes, and overall the family can save and, like you said, win at least the tax game. And then I see the wheels start to turn that, hey, yeah, maybe we should be sitting down with the kids or with our parents and try to figure this whole thing out. Now, we've talked about just now the five core elements and how planning together can benefit that. But I know that there are other, maybe a little more esoteric benefits that come from the family planning together. Like you said in your example, they're a team now. So what are some of those other benefits that you've seen with your clients?
I'll give you an example, okay? A client came to me back in 2013, and they inherited this money from an aunt, okay? And it was just sitting in a Morgan Stanley account. They didn't need the money to live off of. They were retired teachers, got great pensions, and they're still saving money. And they said every advisor was trying to tell us how smart they were, okay, about how they could do better than what these stocks were, but they had a $500,000 capital gain in there if they were to liquidate the account, so they didn't want to pay that tax. Mm-hmm. So we pulled the attorney in, and they have two separate trusts, and what happened was the attorney says, because half the portfolio was in each other's trust, what the attorney did said, why don't we create a whole new trust, retitle that account, and when one of you passes away, we step it up and avoid the capital gain.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened? 2 years later after we did that, they passed away. They liquidated that account. Guess how much tax they paid on that?
Go ahead and give the answer. I know the answer, but go ahead and give it.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Exactly.
But every other advisor was looking at how they could be smarter. Being smarter is being tax efficient also, legal efficient, and financially efficient, okay? Did I lose by not getting that money under management? Absolutely. But I would have hurt them, and they would have had to pay $100,000 in capital gains. Mm-hmm. We avoided $100,000 capital gain.
Yeah.
That's a big number.
That's a tough check to write.
Oh.
That really is.
I know.
So I'm glad you were able to help them with that. Yeah.
But see, that's what pulling the family together does. You collaborate, and you pull together. You pull the people in. Because, you know, last week, it was funny you were talking about RMDs, and I was doing a seminar, and I was talking about the Secure Act of 2020, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what, guys? I have not seen an IRA now create wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it take away wealth.
Yeah.
What are we doing? And you're coming to me to do estate planning to pass wealth, and we're passing on a depleting asset?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing my job if I'm not addressing that issue with you, am I?
Exactly. That's the way I feel about it. So, all right. So, anything else you want to just kind of talk about, Nick? I need to plug your book one more time, but tell me, what else is on your mind in this area?
I'll tell you, I've talked to you many times. I like winning the game. I love collaborating and pulling people together because, you know, what I like about what I've been doing over the last 6-7 years is I'm not driving a wedge between people and their advisors anymore. I'm enhancing those relationships because there's no reason why you have to leave your advisor to accomplish what we're doing.
Okay. That's good.
And people are very refreshed to know that, hey, this guy is talking to me about what we can do. Not what he's going to do for my money, but what he can do for me. There's a big difference.
Exactly. And for me, the best thing about what I do, for me, it's those kind of aha moments when my clients and their families see what's possible. They see what's possible and they want the plan and they want the strategy to get there, and I'm able to help them. And I think what you're doing with your groups and working with different professionals and coordinating all this stuff in a comprehensive manner, that's exactly what we need. That's exactly what a lot of my clients need. So I want to thank you again. Yeah, go ahead.
You bet. And thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate you plugging my book. It's just refreshing to work with someone that's like me.
Thanks, Nick. Again, Nick Narduli is one of the authors in Remarkable Retirement, Volume 3. We'll put the link in the description below. So thank you very much, Nick. And at the time we're recording this, you're going to be coming into town pretty soon. So we're looking forward to having you in for that. So thanks a lot, Nick.
Right, just make sure I have warm weather.
We'll put an order in. Let's see if the postal office will get it done. We'll get it delivered in time.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. So this is, again, Jeff Mersacci, the Plain English Attorney. As always, stay safe, plan ahead, and enjoy life. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Plain English Attorney Podcast, and we hope you found this session interesting and informative. For more information, please check out the links in the description, and please let us know if you have any ideas for future podcasts.